check this out. Huh. A full double rainbow ending in the tree. Look at that. Right in the...
Okay, this tree, for example.
Let me make sure you can see that. This tree, look at how this is angled. He's at like almost a 45 degree, more like a 60 degree angle. Also just the fact that it's alive. That thing grew like that. It's not an inanimate object that's just there. It's growing because it's filled with energy. Everything is. We are filled with energy. What's like the one thing we know about energy? That it can't be created or destroyed. So whether you're this tree that's filled with energy, or me, us, or the earth, if we can so freely accept that energy cannot be created or destroyed, can we so freely accept that we as energy never die? We were never born and we never die. These are concepts to describe the transformation of energy. And between birth and death, we create all of these ideas about ourselves as an individual entity and forget the fact that we are energy having a human experience. We are energy perceiving other energy, having whatever the experience that the energy is having. This water's all vibrating. Everything's vibrating. This is science. And it's like, just like accept that, but don't think about it for a moment and think about how if everything is energy, why do I draw this barrier between my energy and the rest of the energy when I don't even know how I am the energy that I am? I don't know how I'm fueling my experience right now. I'm just having it, beating my heart. That's just happening. And I happen to be in the vehicle that's experiencing the soul. We're all just energetic souls. That's what this experience is. And we are here. Here we are, somehow, all of us, without any idea. How can we make any inferences about anything when we don't even know how we got here? You can make like, this is red, but red is a label that we came up with. And this is a tree, which is the name of something that we came up with, which, again, this tree was falling on the ground. Remember this guy, dude? What, like, okay, this thing was alive. Just because we don't name him and give him an occupation and whatever, he still has an age, he's still energy growing from the ground, he's moving, or was moving. It's not, it's dead now, but what does that even mean? There was energy there, and now the energy's gone, so... where that energy is somewhere, because we know it can't be created or destroyed. So what is going on? Why are we afraid of our energy changing? We would only be afraid of our energy changing if we perceived our energy changing as a bad thing, or didn't even perceive it as changing energy. If we perceived it as like me, Sebastian, dying at some point in life, we attach to this so much so to the point that we get afraid of losing it, which is based on a faulty concept. It's based on insufficient information. It's based on assumptions about some experience that none of us have actually experienced. And the ones that have gotten close are like, yeah, it was really, really great. Almost didn't come back. It was so good. It felt like the light and the soul, you know, everything, whatever. Sometimes too, just get so wrapped up in the words, and then you step out of it for a moment and look around. It's amazing how good it feels when your mind gets quiet. Thoughts dictate so much of our experience, and it's not just mental. It's like our bodies are super affected by the thoughts that we choose, and it is a choice. We've just been choosing a lot of the same thoughts over and over again for a really, really, really long time. But still, at one point, we've like adopted these thoughts. They are adoptions. They are just, oh my God, look at this rainbow, dude. Oh my God, I gotta pause this and take a better video. Holy cow. Just right in the middle. Dude. I mean, come on. It's like completely been raining all day, and then the sun just peeks right through. This is beautiful. Can we just accept this as normal? Like, oh yeah, there's just like a totally beautiful ring of light just shooting up into the clouds. You can see it. Oh my God, you can see, it's right on the tree. Holy fucking tits, dude. This tree. You see
see this, right? I can see the ring and it comes down right there. Dude, that's rainbow all the way around. And it's right on the treetop. That's, if a tree could communicate, this is what it would say. Check it out. It looks like the tree's taking a piss. The tree looks like a dick. Oh my God. It looks like it's taking an arc. And it's peeing beautiful rainbow. It's a double rainbow. Oh my fucking God, dude. You're seeing this shit, right? Dude, there's two of them. Oh, I can't even see the other one over there yet, but it's peeking through the tree at the bottom. Oh, dude. Oh, holy shit. This could not be more clear. Tell me this tree's not like, yo, check this out, dude. I'm alive. Watch this image that I create. As you're talking about, look at this. Look at what's happening, dude. This is absolutely bonkers. A full double rainbow. This looks like, it literally looks like our planet is like Saturn. It's like we have a ring around our planet. But look at how bright this is now. Look at how intense this is. It's literally lighting up, dude. What? You can't just chalk this up to, oh yeah, that's just a rainbow, and just accept the word like it isn't a miracle. This is a masterpiece. It's also like unfathomably big. This spans so far, so much. Look at this. Just Seattle? Oh yeah, sure, super picturesque, dude. That's like what humans have done. And look what nature did in a moment. Oh, it's so clear. It's so clear, and it was raining the whole time. And now look at it. Oh my God, I gotta get off my phone, okay. Holy cow, this is so beautiful. I just gotta stare at it.
Look at what the phone does for this. I can't even focus on it because it's just light. It's not even as solid. It's just...
Nature painted this without even a brush. Its brush was water. And its canvas was the sky.
Oh, no. Yeah, just super, super standard. Just rainbow over the city. Just for any eyes that happen to be available that would like to have a look at this. Thank you for the show. Earth. What would I even call that? What would I call that? Well, I would call it me, the energy. I would call it, that to me feels like the universe. All of us together are like the universe. It's the universe of yous, eyes.
You and I is the same thing because you can't be a you without an I. So anyone who's you, anyone who knows the experience of you knows the experience of I, and vice versa.
When we don't just think of ourselves as just an isolated individual, when you start to see how amazing everything is, and it's always been this way, and it's up to you to see it like this. It's not good or bad, it's just an option that you have, and it feels so good. Come on.
All right, so I'm back on the tree.
And I just got off my phone for a moment and was just like so overwhelmed with love.
For everything. But that felt to me like a cosmic show. That would just happen in front of my face.
And it feels like
connection. Connection with more than just yourself. Connection with everything and everyone and nothing, which is the only experience that we all had before we got here. From nothing, here we are, seeing this,
you know,
hard to even put a word on it. The love is always there. The love isn't something that you find. It's something that you remember. It's something that you rediscover. It's the energy. Love is the energy. And in that space, you get to let all of the tension dissolve. Fear of loss, which is only perceived as loss if you believe yourself to be just this incarnation and nothing else. It's just you, the person, and then you're dead and done forever. You don't do it again, even though
You don't know how you did it this time. You're sure you won't do it again. The only experience that we've had before is the same, what we call the same experience that we have after, which is nothing. So why do we assume that the nothing after is horrible when the nothing before is what came before the thing that we're now so afraid of losing? We're so afraid of nothingness, but nothingness is the prerequisite to something, to existence. In order to see this rainbow, I had to be nothing at one point, at least from my perception. I had to not exist as Sebastian. I am Sebastian. It's like a tribal thing, like when you have like multiple, oh, it's just like a last name, but it's like a pre-first name. It's like who you were before you got your name. I am. Oh, I am. And then you get a name for this round, which is your unique one. And then you get your parents' name from the last round as just an identifier or whatever. But like, I am is what we all are. I am is the energy. There's the tree. Oh, yeah. Onward this way. You know, and the tree is I am. I am tree. I am a tree. It's the tree. The tree species, just like the human species. There's a species of energy. Every species is filled with energy. There hasn't been a species in the history of existence that wasn't filled with energy. And we are all one energy. We're all completely connected forever. We've always been connected.